Seniors match report from the last fortnight. We'll cover the YC game and the Bomb Beach. I'm here with Mr. Crow now. Mr. Crow?
G'day, Donny. How are we, mate?
Not too bad, buddy. First up, how's the ankle?
Yeah, good, mate. Good. One more week on the sidelines, mate, and I should be back into it. So.
One more week? Yeah. I remember having a look at that about a minute after the game on the weekend, or after the YC game, and it was pretty horrific looking.
Yeah, the clock had a tennis ball attached to the side of my ankle, so yeah, it wasn't too good at all.
Yeah, but it was a gutsy effort to turn up for the ball and whatnot, and you dance around in your crutches.
Yeah, a bit disappointing, mate. I was actually looking forward to having a few beers that night, and couldn't have any jars with the boys, which was a bit frustrating, but it's a lot better than what it was first thought to be. So.
Terrific. Good to hear. Going back to the YC game, up until about half time, we were within a couple of goals, 15 points, I think it was. And then YC, being the experienced side they are, put the foot to the floor and kicked clear in the last half. Do you want to take us through your take of things on the game?
Yeah, it was a really disappointing game. Before half time, we were actually playing some reasonably good footy. We just missed a couple of crucial goals. When you play good sides like that, you need to constantly keep the pressure applied. We failed to do that. We went in half time thinking that we were going okay where we were. We just needed to convert a bit better. But come out after half time, and it was as if the switch had been turned off, and the work rate disappeared, and the skill. I think in that third quarter, the turnovers were you could only really kind of have a laugh to yourself about it. Some of the mistakes we were making were just unacceptable, and they cost us buddy 4 or 5 goals. And after that, it was pretty much game over.
Like that, we had seemed to have just as much of the ball, but we did turn it over at any chance we could.
Yeah.
So, but and also the pressure dropped off, did it?
Yeah. Yeah. Pressure was gone.
So yeah, well, from like a four quarter effort, was there any standouts on the day?
Matty Herbert and Braundy were pretty good, as you'd expect on a big ground like that. They got a lot of space to play footy on, which was good for them, and it's good to see him with a bit of form. But apart from that, mate, there wasn't really any shining lights in that game, that's for sure.
Yeah.
Chrissy Fortnum battled through like he always does, but there wasn't much positives to be taken out of that.
Okay. Obviously, the torch was on the players during the week to respond with that sort of second half against Bomb Beach, and from all accounts, that was what was delivered. I think we had up to 10 of our first 22 out on the weekend.
Yep.
So backs against the wall and whatnot, and the side that you selected really showed some character.
Yeah, they did. It was really good to see. They finally played consistent football for four quarters. They got it that defensive work rate and pressure wins your games of football, and they achieved that for four quarters. You know, we probably had our the weakest side we've had in all year in terms of what the club's capable of putting out in terms of talent. But it just shows you that you don't need all your best players on the park to win games of football and play really well. And I was super proud of the boys that played, that they finally played good footy, not just for the club, but for themselves, and they can see that they can win under any circumstances. So hopefully they continue the form for the rest of the year, and that work rate and hunger.
Kudos to the boys. Like, they think they knocked off Mornington, who were on top of the table the week before, so it was even a bigger effort. I remember I spoke to one of their players after the game, and he said that the pressure, the intensity in that first quarter really took them by surprise and whatnot. So
that was good.
No doubt we're taking on Mornington again.
Yeah, and the good thing is with that, it makes everyone feel a bit of pressure. The guys that are out for whatever reason, it just shows that the side doesn't need them to win. And they should be coming back into the team to offer something better than what was displayed, be it better individual talent in certain areas, or better speed, or better marking ability, or better just something that's better than what we had. And if they don't come in, or they don't want to contribute like that, then they just, simple as that, they just won't get back in.
Yeah, it's a good problem to have.
Yeah, exactly. Like,
making a special mention, it was a pretty huge effort from our skipper, who took off after our last home game against EDS.
Yeah, to Spain.
And went, took off to Spain for a couple of weeks and then flew in the night before the game. But
yeah, left all his shit and got lost and in the airport. Still in Spain. And, yeah, so.
But he turned up on time on the Saturday.
Yes.
And I noticed he was in the best players.
Yeah, no, he then played really well. He had an extremely good ripened brown colour to himself. So he'd obviously been sunbaking for the last 2 weeks. So it was... Yeah, it was good to see him. It's great to have him back in the side. He's a sensational player and a great leader of this footy club. And yeah, when he's in there, he just adds that depth to the playing group, and he really led from the front on the weekend and it helped the Curse win.
Yeah, terrific. And good stuff, Willow. All right, mate. Well, we'll leave it there. Best of luck this week. We take on Mornington at home. All right. And I'll see you on Thursday.
Thanks, mate.
Cheers, mate. Continuing on from our match reports, we're moving on to our reserves now. Mr. Edgerton.
Hello, Dale.
Hello, Dale. Very serious. took me off awares there. We're going to cover our YCW and then on to the Bomb Beach Sharks, buddy, just to give you a heads up.
No worries. Yeah.
Cool. Moving on to YCW. Didn't get to see the game myself, so I'll get you to do a bit of a run through it. Remembering we've got a 10-minute time clock on and got to cover two games. Give us your take on things. I know that we went down by only 5 points in the end.
Yeah, look, we came into the game. It was obviously on a good little run. We had 3 wins on the trot, but we're coming up against a white-hot YC team who'd won 7 on the trot. So we came into the game knowing it was going to be a tough encounter, and always playing YC out there, home deck's always a bit of a challenge, and a venue that we've struggled to win at in the past. So, I just wanted to emphasise to the boys the importance of getting off to a good start, and we definitely did that, and we hit them with everything we had. The first half was a pretty tight encounter, and we saw they actually lost a few players in the first half with injuries because of our physicality, which we were very happy with, and then obviously not happy they got injured, but happy with the intent of our guys. And then so came in at half time. It was not much in the game. It was less than a kick in it. And then unfortunately, third quarter we had a bit of a lapse. And YC, which they, as we saw in the senior game, had the ability to do, they can kick quick goals when they get their tails up, and they skipped away to a 27-point. Lead late in the third quarter, and then big Chadwick, the truck, Dara, he slotted a goal on the sign at three-quarter time, which gave us a little bit of hope and brought the margin back to 20 points. And that was actually one of the 6 goals that he kicked for the day. Dara kicked 6 of our 7, so he was exceptional all day.
Oh, wow.
He had a day out, that's for sure, and then he twinged a hammy in about 10-minute mark of the last quarter, but... So coming in the three-quarter time, it was basically just the message was to throw caution in the wind and not take plenty of risks and don't die wondering. And the boys did that, to their credit. And, we managed to claw our way back into the game, and there was only 5 points in it with about 3 or 4 minutes to go, and the ball sat in our forward line for probably all of that time. And we had a couple of kicks scrambled in and kept getting marked on the line and punched on the line, and then the siren beat us, and so it was went down by 5 points in the end, but disappointing loss. But at the same time, we're pretty happy with the guys' performance.
Yeah, okay, fair enough. That's gutsy performance to come back, especially at YC. You said they have been in white hot form, and especially where the boys have been playing pretty consistent, so you must be pleased with that. You made mention of Dara obviously kicking a swagger goal, so you must have been one of your better players. Was there any others on the day?
Dara was exceptional. Jules Walton was very good in the middle as well. We asked for a lift at three-quarter time, and he was one of the catalysts in the last quarter that gave us that drive out of the engine room there. Very happy with his game. Spence McCartney, actually, it was a bit of a Dara Waco show. Brad Wakeling from YC at the other end, he kicked 5. 3 of them were pretty early on in the game, so we threw Spence McCartney onto him, who sort of, Spence has had a few injuries this year and has not played too many games in the two, so he stepped up and he kept Waco at the 2 goals, and they weren't really his fault. So, we're really happy with his performance down back, and it was good to see that, he was able to step up. 2 weeks ago, Donny. I can't remember too many others, to be honest
with you. It's all right. We might leave it there anyway. That's all right, Donny. Yeah. Like, talking about Spencer, we just touched on that. I'm pretty sure he was named emergency on the day, and he only came in to play in the reserves because a Stoker got pulled out of the seniors, wasn't it?
So, yeah, spot on, mate. Yes, and that's actually happened to